Welcome to my podcast. Today I'm going to talk about another section, which is basically part of the palliative care, but the element of death and design, patient wishes at that moment of time. So basically you're a doctor, basically in the hospital, and you're being called for a patient that maybe you are aware of or just a new one. So after you introduce yourself, you can check the patient name and date of birth. You come across the information stating that that the patient probably is at the final stage of a terminal illness or advanced metastasis or cancer state. So the patient will be basically in profound weakness, a bit bound. Most of the time needs assistance with all the care you would think of. Patient usually they will have like decline in the intake for the food and the fluid. They might be drowsy, they might be all the time sleeping. Their cognition is declined and sometimes they're not oriented into time and place. And they have difficulty in concentration. They might have those grunt appearances whereby the breathing sounds like it's not the normal or it's the one which precedes death. They might have difficulty in swallowing with their food or medicine. So it's important to exclude the other reversible causes, say for instance like infection, hypercalcemia, medication side effect. And once you did so, it's important to seek the patient view and how they're feeling about the treatment they're receiving in case they are aware of what's going around them. And in case that they are still conscious. And even when in their weakening state, you need to see if their communication is okay or is kind of difficult. So it's also important and vital to check all of that. And you need to see the patient view also if they want to talk about death or dying, generally speaking. However, some, they decline that and they will consider it as a taboo subject and they feel it's uncomfortable, though it's a natural and inevitable thing in life. And even if the patient knows or the relative knows that the patient is in an advanced state of whatever the condition, in their terminal illness or terminal phase, the patient might not be able or wouldn't favor talking about this. So just ensure that the patient is comfortable physically, emotionally, spiritually, and must make the end of life for them peaceful and dignified. Try to ensure all of that has been addressed and make the dying process as a positive one as possible for the carer and the family. So you need to encourage relative and family to spend more time with their loved ones who's obviously passing through a difficult time. The patient usually in those kind of moment, they are physically very weak and needing care on all levels. So you need to ensure that they have appropriate mattress in order to prevent bed sores, and you need treat specific symptoms, say for instance if they have dry mouth or oral thrush or constipation. All of that should be addressed, so can wet their mouth, treat the thrush, clean the mouth thoroughly, and treat the constipation of course with the simple one rather than might cause explosive diarrhea, cause agony and pain. So you just need to consider the simple one. And at that moment of time. The patient might be less aware. And so the patient and that condition, the nurse staff will be like the patient advocate. And you need to review the treatment plan. So it should be defined, especially in the situation if there is a symptom breakthrough. And it's important to pay attention to the difference in culture and religious belief in those moments of time. Say, for instance, every religion, they have their own belief and their own style. Say, for instance, in the Muslim community, patients need to be washed immediately, to be buried within 24 hours after praying on him or her. So you have to make sure all of that being addressed and see the patient believe and if they want any spiritual support. Dying, after all, is a very unique and specific moment, an unique event for each individual. So you need to explore their wishes about death and dying before their last 24 hours. And help the patient if they have any spiritual concern. Just try to explain and see what they wish to do and try to address it and provide it to the possibility that you can do. I hope by that I just touch upon one aspect of the palliative care whereby the dying patient moment can be made like a positive journey for the patient themselves and for the family and the surrounding. Thank you.